A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Now, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. This prayer to Our Lady, revealed to St. Catherine Labouré in 1830 and associated with the so-called miraculous medal, is familiar to most Catholics. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Even though the Church has a long history of celebrating this feast, many of us wonder about its interpretation. What does it mean to say that Mary, like her son Jesus, has an immaculate heart? The gospel for today's liturgy is the passage from Luke that describes the finding of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple by his parents. After 3 anxious days of searching, they discover him sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. It would take a parent to begin to imagine the anguish of the experience of a missing child. And unfortunately, too many parents do indeed know that kind of pain. It is deep, genuine grief. Sorrow. I have always felt that it was curious that one of the 7 sorrows of the Blessed Mother that Simeon predicts earlier in Luke's Gospel is the loss of her son at that tender age. And yet, that penetrating grief ends in one of the 5 joyful mysteries of the Rosary. The same incident results in the deepest pain and the deepest joy in the life of Mary. This, I believe, is what it means to say that her heart is immaculate. There is no limit to the intensity of her suffering, nor is there any limit to the summit of her joy. There is, simply said, no egoism, no self-interest, no preoccupation with her own needs that keeps her from being fully present to those she loves. Her heart is so expansive, so boundless, that her joy and her anguish become melded together and transformed into 1 cosmic act of redemption. Thus, as St. Augustine tells us, Mary cooperated through charity in the work of our redemption. We, too, are among her loved ones, and she is fully present to us, too, as we call upon her to intercede for us. We are her children too, lost at times and then found and consoled by a mother's love. And just as a mother keeps all these things in her heart, so does Mary of Nazareth keep us in her Immaculate Heart, where she shares with us the healing, consoling presence of her Son.